It's 9 o'clock here on the Mornings with Ed show, and it seems like it took a long time to get here this morning. Welcome to the program. If you've been with us the last several weeks, you know that on Thursday is what we do for the personal stash and escape, as we play an album in its entirety and uninterrupted. First, we're going to hear side one, then side two. And this is probably one of the moments I look forward to the most throughout the week. We do this in honor of our full album Fridays that we are unable to do now because of obviously the COVID-19 pandemic. And that's where Tyler will sit down during his show with a band and hear their new album track for track and discuss it. So you and I are going to go over an album that's been around for a little bit that we all know and love. In 1968, guitarist Brian May, who was a student at London's Imperial College, and bassist Tim Staffel decided to form a band. The lineup ended up being Freddie Mercury, Brian May, Roger Taylor, and John Deacon. Before forming Queen, May and Taylor had played together in a band called Smile, and Freddie Mercury was a fan of that band and encouraged them to experiment with a lot more elaborate stage and recording techniques. You may have seen this in the movie Bohemian Rhapsody. Now, he joined in 1970 and suggested the name Queen, and that's what they went with from that point on. A lot of great albums from that moment on, but we are right now focusing on how they broke into the 80s. Queen began their 80s career with an album called The Game. Great, so many songs, so many great songs on it. Michael Jackson had suggested to Freddie Mercury backstage one night that the song Another One Bites the Dust should be released as a single. And in October of 1980, it spent 4 weeks at number one. The album topped the Billboard 200 chart for 5 weeks and sold over 4 million copies in the United States. Try and sell 4 million of anything right now. It was also the first appearance of a synthesizer on a Queen album. Before that, their albums featured a really distinctive no synthesizers sleeve note. Now, all of us who got Queen albums up until that point thought it was to reflect an anti-synth pro-hard rock stance that the band took, but it was later revealed by producer Roy Thomas Baker to be an attempt to clarify that those albums' multi-layered solos were actually created with guitars. That's how awesome they were, and not synthesizers, as record company executives had kept assuming at the time. So, in September of 1980, Queen performed 3 sold-out shows at Madison Square Garden, where they debuted the album in its entirety. The first song you're going to hear is called Play the Game. It was written by Freddie Mercury. It was released as a single in 1980. And we'll talk about the other songs on this side of the album when we flip it over halfway through. Join us now, if you will, for side one of Queen and the Game.
Rest your weary head and let your heart decide. It's so easy. take me back to the shack. She don't take no prisoner. She gotta give me the business. Got a dragon on my back. Hey, it's a dragon attack. Get down.
Bye. Another one busts the dust. Ow! Another one busts the dust. Hey, hey! Another one busts the dust. Hey!
Thank you.
Can't even begin to tell you how much I love this band and love this album. We are going through the entire Game album from Queen. And it's the way that great albums should be played, and that's in their entirety. Estimates of Queen's record sales range from somewhere to 250 million to 300 million records, making them, of course, one of the world's best-selling musical artists of all time. In 1990, Queen received the Brit Award for Outstanding Contribution to British Music and British Phonographic Industry. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2001. And just as recently as 2018, they were presented with the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. The last song we heard there was Crazy Little Thing Called Love. That was written by Freddie Mercury while lounging in a bubble bath in a hotel in Munich where they were staying during the making of this album. In addition to playing guitar on the record, Mercury also played guitar in concert. The song peaked at number 2 in the UK and number 1 here in the United States on the Billboard Hot 100. It held that number 1 spot for 4 consecutive weeks. Before that, we heard Need Your Lovin' Tonight. That was written by John Deacon. It was released as a single in November of 1980, and didn't do very well on the charts. It reached number 44, got in the top 50, but a song that they scarcely played in concert. They only played it in 2 different tours. Another One Bites the Dust. That's a giant. That's one of those giant songs. It was written by John Deacon as well. The song is known as a funk song and released as a single at the suggestion of Michael Jackson. And I told you about that when we topped this off. He was a huge fan of the band and would often see them in concert whenever they came into Los Angeles. Of course, it is their Freebird. It's their biggest success, reaching number 1 in America and just about everywhere else in the world where it was played. It reached number 1. After the success of the song, they recorded Hot Space, which was a more disco album. That song got them into that mode of thinking, yeah, we can pull that off. Dragon Attack was the second song we heard, written by Brian May. One of my favorite songs of all time. That song has everything. It rocks. It has a great bass beat. It was a live favorite, watching them in concert. And recently, with Adam Lambert in their lineup, they've included it. It kind of defines what the band is. It's a little bit of everything, but mostly rock. So that was side one of the game. Let's now join us, if you will. Here now is side two, Queen, the game.
Thank you.
for one. Yeah.
makes a fool of me. You know I'll never hold you. I know that you gotta be free. Come on.
It started off so well. Said we made a perfect pair. I clothed myself in your glory and your love. How I loved you, how I cried. Years of care and loyalty were nothing but a shame.
It's the Mornings with Ed show. That was Queen and The Game. The way great albums should be played, uninterrupted and in their entirety. The Game was a critical and commercial success. It became the only Queen album to reach number one here in the United States. And of course became their best-selling studio album with 4 million copies sold to date. The very first song we heard on side two was called Rocket or Prime Jive. It was written by Roger Taylor. And the song begins with Freddie singing the intro, and then Taylor sings the rest of the song. The song was only performed live in North and South America and in Japan during the Game and Hot Space tours, respectively. The second song we heard there was Don't Try Suicide. That was written by Freddie and is Mercury's third and final song on the album. The song has never been performed live. It was the B-side on the American release of Another One Bites the Dust. Sail Away, Sweet Sister, great song, was the third song, also known as To the Sister I Never Had. It was written by Brian May and features him on lead vocals. The bridge was sung by Freddie. The song was recorded in June and July of 1979. It has never been performed live by Queen, but has been by Guns N' Roses and by Brian May himself during another world tour back in 1998. The song was also sampled by DazzFX on their 1998 track Change from the album Generation FX. Coming Soon was written by Taylor. Mercury and Taylor share the lead vocals in that song. That song had been started during the Jazz Sessions recordings. Save Me was the last song we just heard there. It was written by Brian May in a tribute to a friend whose marriage had recently ended. May played most of the instruments on the track, including acoustic and electric guitars, piano, and synthesizer. The song was performed for only 3 years live on stage from 79 to 82. When they did it live, it features a short piano entrance that's absent from the studio version. That was Queen and the Game, one of the great albums of all time. I'm glad you are here for it. It's The Mornings with Ed Show.